Hey everyone, welcome to episode 252, Accountability Project. Welcome to the Harmony in the Home podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Hutchison. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and most importantly, an imperfect mom doing this work right along with you. And my goal on our podcast is to go from chaos to calm, feel less frazzled, and have more fun within your four walls to have more harmony in your home. So before I talk about our accountability project, I want to talk to you about pocket coaching, which I've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And it is so powerful to have that connection on the go with things that you're struggling with. It keeps you accountable to being conscious in your marriage and keeping your house clean and having a better relationship with your spouse, with your siblings, with your parents. Because it helps you focus on your side of the streets and brings more awareness and consciousness to whatever you're talking about and whatever you're thinking about, whatever's stressing you out. And like I always tell all my students, I can't make your problems go away, but I can make them smaller and more manageable where they don't feel so overwhelming, where they're keeping you up at night. Just like right now, we're looking for cars for Lily and we're not sure what color to get. And we're not sure what brand, and we think we want to get a crossover, but we're not sure, and we don't know when to do it. Do we do it now, or do we do it when she's a junior? Do we do it? And there's all these different questions, and we know we want to get a crossover, and guess what? All I'm seeing on the road now, I'm seeing crossovers like in my sleep. My eyes are crossing because I'm seeing so many crossovers, because I've told my brain to look for crossovers. We're not sure what brand, we're not sure what model, we're not sure what year. How many miles should you get on a child's first car? How much can she pay for it? How much are we going to pay for it? What's in the budget? What's not in the budget? What's in her budget? How is she going to pay for gas once she does get the car? On and on and on and on and on and on. So we are like in the thick of it, of the going back and forth and debating and what about this? What about that? Oh, look at that one. Look at that one. And so because of that, that's all we're seeing. And that's the same thing that works when you're doing pocket coaching, is that you're focusing so much on what you want that you're getting more of it and you're seeing more of it. Whether it's gratitude, whether it's abundance, whether it's you want to stop yelling altogether or you want to lessen your yelling. So go to coachingkelly.com and go to the Work With Me tab and sign up there. And then I'll send you the link where we can connect on Voxer. Usually Voxer or Telegram are the easiest. And then we can keep in touch on the go, on your schedule. It's like if voicemail and walkie-talkie got together and had a baby, that is Voxer. So this accountability project kind of happened by accident because I asked on social media a couple weeks ago, what is the biggest struggle in your house? Like, what is the area of your house that causes you the most stress? I think that's what I put it out as. And so many people were like, it was all over the house. I thought it'd be like the kitchen mostly for some reason, but it was all over. Everybody had a different place that was like their Achilles heel, that thorn in their side. A lot of people were saying garages. Some people were saying kitchen. Some people were saying the family room, the living room. I said my closet, also my bathroom counter, which is redonkulous because I look over at David's counter and it's like freaking looks like a model home. Other people said their bedroom. Other people said they can't keep up their laundry or their dishes. And so I said my closet and I said it's a slippery slope for me. And I talked about this on The Slow Drift, which was a couple episodes ago. And if you haven't listened to it, the recap is my closet looks amazing. I'm like, oh my goodness, this feels amazing. I would give it like a solid A. And it's just neutral. It doesn't give me any stress, doesn't give me any, but it does give me a lot of pleasure. So it makes me so happy when I walk in it. And then slowly but surely, I don't put a pile away or I work from out of my closet too, which sounds crazy, but that's where I do a lot of the podcasting or I do a lot of my mailing out there. And just a lot of, all of a sudden, if I don't put papers away or I don't put the scissors away, it's all the little things. If I don't put those away, it just adds up and it creates this compound effect, almost like a snowball, and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden this slippery slope, it goes from an A and now all of a sudden it's like a C. I'm like, oh, no big deal. No big deal. Then it becomes a D or an F over a couple of weeks. I'm like, how did this happen? What is going on? Then I'm like, oh, okay, I got to take an hour and a half. I got to not gut it, but I just got to like get it back to default settings. And so I said, it's like a boomerang. And it's so annoying because I've been dealing with this for years. And when I say dealing with it, it's my own doing, which is crazy. I talk about it like it's happening to me. So my friend Rita, she said, oh my gosh, I'm the same way. And she's the one that mentioned bathroom counter. I'm like, oh my gosh, me too. But I'm so stressed about my closet so many of the times that I don't even tackle my bathroom counter. So we came up with this idea and it brought me back to when I was in Weight Watchers. I did Weight Watchers like in 2001 when we were getting married and I wanted to lose 20 pounds before the wedding, which I did. Woo woo. And one of the reasons why was not so much the counting of the points, but and I don't know if they still do this, which is so archaic when you think about it. So we came up with this idea that because she was literally struggling with the same thing. She said the same thing that I did. And then she told me something that she read in Magic of Tidying Up, that book about, I can't remember who wrote it right now off the top of my head. It was so popular. It was even a Netflix series. And it's all about things are about energy. And she said that a lot of times, this made so much sense to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this. So she said she read in that book and it totally rocked her world, is that a lot of times we unconsciously create the mess so then we can clean up the mess to avoid doing other things that we don't want to do. And I was like, what? And part of me thought, you know what? It might not be that for me because I don't use that as a procrastination tool. I use it more as like, it is such a dopamine hit when I do go from a D to an A that it brings back probably like unconsciously the joy that I had when I like scored a goal in soccer and just that euphoria of like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if unconsciously I create this mess and let it go from a slippery slope from an A to a D. And then all of a sudden, so I can get that feeling of going from a D to an A. Kind of like you're behind in a game and all of a sudden you're down 2-1 or 1-2 and then you come back and win 3-2. That feeling is like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And it is such a glorious feeling. I'm showing up. I'm sending pictures to the family chat. I'm asking people to come visit my closet and my family like, hey, come by. Look what I did. And they're like, OK, great. That's awesome. But I'm just so proud. I'm just so happy. And I could like do cartwheels in there. Not that there's enough room, but I'm just so happy. It makes me want to do a cartwheel. So I was like, oh, my gosh, Rita, maybe I'm doing this unconsciously so I can clean it up to have that euphoria. So I was like, I think I'm on to myself. And once you catch yourself and you're on to yourself, it's like total freedom. I'm like, all right, this is a life hack. I'm going to take control of the raffia here, which you all know that story, right? If not, let me know. Take Control of the Raffia is a story. If you haven't heard, is my sister and I were making bows for volunteers many, many moons ago. And she was making these beautiful Martha Stewart bows. And my bows looked like a third grader did them. No offense to third graders. And I said, how do you make them so pretty? Mine are so ugly. I literally said that. And she goes, you got to take control of the raffia and show it who's boss. And she took the raffia and she just like literally like manhandled it. And I was like, oh. And it's literally about 20 years later and we still say take control of the raffia. I just said it to David today about an issue we're having at home with grading an injury. I'm like, we need to take control of the raffia here. It's a baseball injury. And so what we've been doing is every Friday we send each other pictures and videos of our closet to keep ourselves accountable. It's literally like a 15 to 20 second video of our closets because that's the point of that's our Achilles heel. And we're giving ourselves a grade. And then the other person says, yeah, I agree. That's an A or, you know, or I agree. That's a B. Or she'll say like, oh, this is a B minus. I'm like, really? In my book, that's like an A plus. So it shows how subjective the quote unquote mess really is. So I thought if this is working so well for Rita and I, it could work for you and I. So on Fridays, if you whatever your point of contention is, send me an email at coachingkelly@aol.com or just reply to any of the thousands of emails I send to you and say, I want to be accountable in this area. It could be your closet. It could be your bathroom counter. It could be a junk drawer that gets out of control. Don't choose the whole house. Just choose one area because I'm noticing the energy that I have and the accountability that I have in the closet is freeing up mind space that I can now keep my bathroom counter clean on the regular. So after I've mastered the closet, which I'm not there yet, I am going to slowly but surely slip back over to the bathroom counter. Or I might alternate back and forth, like do 1 week the closet or 1 week the bathroom counter. And then eventually, I'm not going to do it all at once. I'm going to start doing both on Fridays until it's like locked and loaded and not an issue anymore, then I might go to a different area like my nightstand, which can sometimes get out of control. So if you would like to do this with Rita and I, or just with me, or I can put us in a group, whatever you want to do, send me an email or reply to one of my emails or go to coachingkelly.com. And it's completely free. And it's just a weekly check-in every Friday. I'll send you a video. You send me a video. Doesn't have to be long. It could just even be a picture if you want. Or if you're too busy, you can just even, sometimes we're too busy, Rita and I, and I'll be like, it's a C week, but it's going to be an A by Sunday. I'll check in next week. And then by next week, I'm like, here's a picture. Here's a video. So we don't want perfection. We want progress, just like everything. So if you're interested, because what happens is you get momentum and then it spills over into other areas and you realize how I do one thing is how I do all the things. And guess what happens when we do this. We get to teach our kids how to stay organized, and then we have more harmony in the homes. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, mamas, thanks for listening. If you had any ahas, clicks, or those lightning bolt moments while listening, you have to check out my free parenting bootcamp, where we take all of this to the next level, and we try to create even more awakenings for ourselves so that we can connect more with our kids and never yell at them again. You can sign up at www.coachingkelly.com. And if you really want to fill up my love cup, send me an email of what your aha was, what your click was, what was that lightning bolt moment while you were listening. I want nothing more in life than for you to have harmony in your home and to learn how to be an imperfect mom like me, which allows your kids to be imperfect too, each and every day. Thanks for listening.